nonprofit organizations tackle issues close to home, from poverty to quality education, gender equality to economic growth. Individuals and businesses can participate in this fundraiser, internationally administered by Support Black Charities. Visit Global Dad.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hi, Retrospect fans, your host Phil Gray here. A little bit of information about this episode 637 of Retrospect. Midwinter here in New Zealand, and with midwinter comes midwinter ills, which certainly have messed up my routine this week. Simply no time to put together a fresh episode for you. So again, this week I am repurposing a very, very old retrospect from the archives right back to episode 220. I chose this episode because of the very cool covers involved. We've got covers of Link Wray, John Lee Hooker, Yardbirds, The Troggs, The Doors, The Beatles, Them, and Hendrix. Super cool episode. Looking forward to being back on deck next week and ready and roaring for Psychedelic September this year. But for now, kick back and enjoy this archival episode of Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio.
It's good! My headache is good!
Welcome once again to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Gray. Another great hour of 60s underground rock music. Before we talk about it, I'd like to say a big welcome to all the people who have liked the Retrospect Facebook page over the last couple of weeks. If you haven't, go to facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio, a community of well over 3,000 people from all corners of the world, connecting with the show, and I hope enjoying what we have to offer. So episode 220,
got underway in absolutely fine style. The track, of course, is Rumble by Link Ray and his Raymen, originally released April 1958 and massively influential. The version we had, though, the Sonics, and a video of this is up on our Facebook page. So the Sonics, iconic bedrock garage punk band. But before they did songs like The Witch and Psycho that they're so well known for, they made a bunch of fairly crude recordings. So we're talking 1961 to 1964, recordings taped at live dances, also at home. These recordings were apparently found in an attic in Tacoma, Washington, where they're from, and their cover of Rumble, a home recording from 1961, and a fine one, and a fine way to get episode 220 underway.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border. Yeah. Mark my words.
Longing for a more balanced and fairer society, Free Left Turn is a weekly hour of all things left. Politics, news, music, literature, and blogs that reflect the political agenda of your host, Craig Wills. Free Left Turn. Agitating for change and that fair and balanced and inclusive society you long for. Saturdays at 10 a.m. on Free FM 89.0 and podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes.
Well, here's a band formed in Coventry, England in 1963, part of that British beats boom, also part of that mod scene, very much a freak beat sort of band. They toured Germany for a month, playing several sets each day. The first album, 1965, was called Take a Heart. The band is The Sorrows. This track's an A-side from 1965 on Piccadilly. This is The Sorrows.
Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. I'll take you in my Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. When you walk that wall, and now you're talking that talk. You know you knock 'em out right off of my feet. When you walk that walk, and now you're talking that talk. You know you knock me out right off of my feet. Come on and shake it.
Standing beside me at the moment is Yardbirds lead singer Keith Relph. Now, you always like to open the show for us, don't you, Keith?
Yeah, I do indeed. They're great. Yeah.
Good. Well, away you go then. And the first number we're going to hear from the Yardbirds is one of the A-side songs from their double top-rated new disc. It's called Evil Hearted You.
Evil Hearted You, you always try to put me down with the things you do and words you spread.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 220, broadcasting around New Zealand thanks to friends at Raglan Community Radio, Access Manawatu, Wellington Access Radio and Radio Southland, of course Free FM as well, where the show is put together and shared with the world via our podcasts, which are available a whole bunch of places: iTunes Store, Pod Directory, Podbean, accessradio.org, freefm.org.nz, take your pick. So, set of three. The Sorrows out of Coventry, England, top of the set with Baby. Then a band who keep popping up in episodes of Retrospect, The Shadows of Night out of Chicago. Heavily influenced by British blues, particularly the Yardbirds, the Animals and the Stones. Also, Chicago blues element in there. A track off their 1966 album called Gloria. The song was Boom Boom,
And thirdly, more great 60s blues, The Yardbirds. Video of this up on our Facebook page. This track reached number 3 in the UK charts. It was not released as a single in the UK, although it did come out on subsequent releases like Having a Rave Up with the Yardbirds and Shapes of Things. Unusual track as it featured Spanish scales, highly unusual for the time. So the Yardbirds with one of their big hits, Evil Hearted Youth. Well, we are going into more obscure tracks now. Here's one from 1966. Video of it up on our Facebook page. The band is out of Maryland. This is a 1966 release on Grey Ant Records. Now, Grey Ant Records, very much a footnote in garage rock history. Grey Ant Records out of a studio in Akakeek. Just 3 releases, I believe. There were singles from The Hard Times, from a guy called Kelvin Willis, and the one we're about to have, The Deadbeats. This is the A-side of that single, The Deadbeats, with She Don't Love Me.
Senator, we're rolling now. Take 76, Wild Thing.
Wild Thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Thing. I think I love you, but I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you.
Senator, Barry said to remember what happened in 1964. This time, 68, we want to get to the kids. We want to get the kids' votes, so you got to do it like they want to hear it. You ready, Senator? Stand by.
Wild.
Beautiful.
Make my heart sing.
Senator Rocky says more feeling.
You make everything groovy.
Beautiful.
Well then, okay, Rocky, on the ocarina now. Barry, your timing is off. Ronnie, give us a little more of that West Coast ombre. Dick, you missed it again. Rocky, come on now, you're paying for this session. Thing, I think you move me.
Lay it on him, Senator, lay it on him.
But I want to know for sure.
Tempo, tempo.
Come on and hold me tight.
Think of the word, Senator.
You move me.
Okay now, gang, let's go off for a big finish now. Rocky, let's put it up now. Barry, now it's yours, Barry. Ronnie, come on. Come on, little soul, Barry. Dick, come on. Dick, you ready, Senator? Wake up, Senator, wake up. Here we go. Ready? Stand by.
Uh-oh, well, hey.
Well, close, Senator, close.
You make my heart sing.
Big finish.
Oh, you gallant wild thing.
That's it.
Oh, shake it, shake it.
All right, Senator. Phew, yeah, yeah, Senator.
Yeah, yeah.
One more, Senator.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Very good, Senator. Very good.
I want to love a little girl. I want to love a little girl.
Well, set of three, Relative Obscurities there, the Deadbeats, recorded in Akakik on Grey Ant Records. She Don't Love Me, so video of that up on Facebook page. Also a video of this next one. This is the B-side to a track that we had last week by Senator Bobby, that parody of Bobby Kennedy covering the Trog's Wild Thing. This is the B-side, credited to Senator Everett McKinley, a satirical alias of Republican Senator Everett Dirksen. The single reached number 20 on the US Billboard Top 100. So Senator Everett McKinley with his answer to Senator Bobby's Wild Thing. And then thirdly in the set, from a bit closer to home for us, a band formed in 1964, only active for 2 years. They're out of Sydney, Australia. They're called The Missing Links. Known for wearing long hair, smashing their equipment on stage. Through 1965, they went through quite an upheaval and a complete lineup change, so there were two distinct bands. The track we had was from the second lineup of the band, a lineup that, according to AllMusic's Richie Unterberger, this aggregation cut the rawest Australian garage punk of the era, and indeed some of the best from anywhere, sounding at their best like a fusion of the Trogs and the early Who, letting loose at times with wild feedback that was quite ahead of its time. So that is Australia's The Missing Links. More about them up on our Facebook page right now. The track we had, You're Driving Me Insane.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labour of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now by buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it in virtue. On with the show.
Well, it's time for our global garage set, where we explore some of the garage punk and garage rock and freak beat from around the world. This week we are getting underway with a cover of The Doors' Hello, I Love You from their 1968 album Waiting for the Sun. This one is from a band out of Venezuela called Los Pets off their 1968 self-titled LP. So here we go, Venezuela's Los Pets, Hello, I Love You.
It's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Boys, my hollow eyes in boys. To be never in boys. Can I battle on boys? Boys. Un all in more in all I don't know and people in me. And Darwin, and King can have one. Let me send Darwin note. Did Janet don't pay what pay then name in the game. In vain, my whole heart's pain, just how we all end sign. Boys just follow one and then they end. Yeah, my heat met the land with the home come there. Boys find follow one and then they end. It's the voice, who's out there. Kaikki muuttunut on täysin kokonaan. Kaikki muutkin näyttää. Tällä kaakuvan on olo silloin tällöin epävään.
Nyt tiedän sen,
sua tarvitsen, nyt mä tarvitsen. Pois nyt haluan, en tänne jään. Ja mä ihmettelen, mitä onkaan tän. Pois vain haluan, en tänne jään. Etkö vois auttaa? Kun olin nuori, paljon nuorempi kuin nyt. En kenkään apua, mä missään tarvinnut. Ja nyt on päivä pois, en näe minnekään. Etsin vain, mä ulospäin, jos auki oven saan. Pois nyt haluan, en tänne jää.
Ja mä ihmettelen, mitä onkaan tää. Pois vain haluan, en tänne jää. Etkä vois auttaa.
And that is our global garage set for episode 220 of Retrospect. Venezuelan band at the top of the set called Los Pets, their cover of The Doors, Hello, I Love You. Then another cover, video of this up on our Facebook page. The band is called Arto Lonfors and the Scaffolds. The song Poise, or The Beatles' Help to You and Me, 1965 release on Parlophone out of Finland. The A-track Poise, the B-side, a cover of It's Only Love. So Arto Lonfors, Finnish guitarist and singer, with his band The Scaffolds from 1962 to 1965, then involved in a band called Harry and the Hound Dogs. So some Finnish freakbeat, cover of The Beatles' Help. Thirdly in the set, video of this one also up on our Facebook page. The band is called Les Flow. It's off a comp called Rumble, Quebec Garage Beat 66-67, cover of course of Van Morrison's Gloria. It's a 7-inch from 1966 on Canusa Records. Now, I found a bit of information about Les Flow. It says these barely pubescent youngsters from La Chute, just to the west of Montreal, would likely never have committed any music to wax had it not been for a fortuitous hookup with the fledgling music mogul Tony Roman. As luck would have it for Les Flow, Roman was looking for more ripe young talent to record. While passing through the tiny town in 1966, he caught the lads in concert, was sufficiently smitten by what he had heard to get them recorded. So them's Gloria, of course, was being done by many, many bands, so it was an almost natural track for them to cover. So cool to have yet another version of my personal favourite here on Retrospect.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Well, here's a band out of the UK West Midlands area, Birmingham to be precise. They had been known as the Echoes. By the time this track was recorded, they were known as the Cheetahs. It's a June 66 release on Philips. This is the Cheetahs with Russian Boat Song.
We're going home. standby, here we go.
Standby? Stand I'm standing in the middle.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that money?
Mothers, 15 and 16 years of age, with illegitimate babies, and they said that rock music just stirs us and excites us and had much to do with our illegitimate babies. God help us, it's rock music.
Old time moves so fast. Change your ways, or I'll leave you way behind. You know that I love you, but I can't keep a living in doubt. You had better change your ways. I'm not a one-night stand. I'm trying to tell you that I'm not a one-night stand.
A set of three slightly more psychedelic tracks there. The Cheetahs out of the UK with Russian Boat Song. Then one from right here in New Zealand, and this really is an obscurity. Sebastian's Floral Array is the name of the band out of Wellington, New Zealand. Their version of Hey Joe that appears on the Great New Zealand compilation A Day in the Mind's Mind, Hurt, Love and Fire, released on Frenzy Records June 2014. So, Sebastian's Floral Array, Hey Joe. Then we had a band called Days of the Week from Tacoma, Washington. They had also been known as The Grotesque Mummies. Formed in the fall of 1966, their first gig being October that year at Mason Junior High School in Tacoma for an after-school dance. And I think they would have remained entirely unknown had the track we had there, One Night Stand, not appeared on the comp called High in the Mid-60s of Volume 22, although on that they were credited as being from Mississippi, which was completely untrue. Tacoma, Washington's Days of the Week with One Night Stand.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelic. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospec 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, here's a B-side from 1967. It also appeared on Lost Generation Volume 1 and Teenage Shutdown, I'm Gonna Stay. The band is called The Mungrels Band. This is Be My Girl.
You may not have fancy clothes, big diamond rings, I don't know. You shake your clothes, don't look so good. Nobody but me understood. But you can be my girl in any way.
We'll be right back. side. Let me stand next to your fire.
And a couple of real obscurities taking us to the end of episode 220 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. The Mungrels Band, a B-side from 67 called Be My Girl. The A-side to that was Let Me Be My Own Man. Then one from a band called Vampires, cover of Jimi Hendrix's Fire. That's off the Get Off My Back unissued 60s Garage Acetate. So a real obscurity.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina. Loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And I'm going to play a track by a band called Trizo 50, made up of members of various bands that kind of formed different bands, like one called the Rainmakers, from 1965 through to 1974. So influenced by a bunch of 60s bands, also in that later time, bands like King Crimson, the Moody Blues, also T-Rex. Now, I heard from Bobby D. Chickenhead, that's his Facebook name, message Retrospect via Facebook, I think he's Bob Depew, from the band Trizo 50. So they're out of Norbourne, Missouri. Here is a track they recorded in 1973, Trizo 50, Heart Hoppin' Homicide, seeing out Retrospect episode 220. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air. Thank you.
Actress, Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.
August is Black Philanthropy Month. We're calling all active citizens to join in on this global Black Philanthropy Initiative. This special fundraising effort assists the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for Black-serving nonprofit organizations. Tackle issues close to home, from poverty to quality education, gender equality to economic growth. Individuals and businesses can participate in this fundraiser, internationally administered by Support Black Charities. Visit global-bpi.org to learn more and spread the message. Donate today at global-bpi.org.
Turn up the fun with Kingston Frontenac Public Library's summer reading programs, free and open to all ages, with the chance to win great prizes like Stanley tumblers, Lululemon bags, gift cards, and a Nintendo Switch. Make this summer one for the books.